بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we've been discussing the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Kareem. And among the reasons why we discuss these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many people, they learn the names of Allah, keeping in mind the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the person who memorizes the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be admitted into Jannah. But we hear commonly also people say, you got a Friday, passed away, but he didn't have really good amal in his life. So we just can't take that to be a ticket to Jannah now. If I get a Friday, so I'm going one way. Yes, Allah Ta'ala will protect him. It's all in the will of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So if I learn the 99 names of Allah, doesn't mean I'm free now. I can do what I want to. I'm going to Jannah. Already advanced ticket I got. Advanced Jannati. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah used to say, some people feel the advanced Jannatis. So they feel now, because I'm already going to Jannah, so I don't have to keep beard also. Because in Jannah there's no beard. You say, already act like a Jannati now. He said, no, you keep your beard now. When you get to Jannah, there's no beard there. No problem. There you can have how many hurus you want, you can't have it here. So don't make yourself advanced. Jannati before time, you'll have to make an effort before we reach that. So we discuss and we learn these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people memorize it, some make it a wazifa also, that they see the kitab, this certain name is for rozi, that certain name is for muhabbat, that certain name is for children, etc. All these things are there on his place. But more than that is to develop this yaqeen upon Allah. Learning the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say ta'arraf ala Allah. To know my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find when it comes to dunya, the amount insan has applied his mind to his dunya is amazing. Whatever department he's in, whatever science he's going into, how he's mastered that department, no matter how complex it may be. But because he wants to learn it, the desire, the shauq is there, the yearning is there, he's applied his mind and he's mastered that field of dunya. How in the same way to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I have full yaqeen upon Allah, full love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, such intense love for Allah that I am afraid that my link with Allah must not break. As Hazrat, our Honorable Shaykh Ibn Hamid Sahib, Nabarakatuh, says also, that just the fear of Allah will not stop you from guna and sin. Just the fear of Allah will not stop you. Just fearing your wife also won't stop you from sin. What will really stop a person? Is an intense love for Allah. Ya Allah, I love you so much, I don't want to break your command. I don't want to displease you. Person loves his wife, he doesn't want to break her heart. He doesn't want to break her heart. In the same way, to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, that Ya Allah, I don't want to break your command. And if he breaks the command of Allah, then he becomes broken. Ya Allah, how I did this? And it will happen. The Tami Rahmatullah Ali says, even the awliya also, they might not make major sins, but it might be a slip up, not the ideal thing to do, that Allah Ta'ala allows that to happen. Holy Anbiya alayhim salatu salam, the messengers of Ma'soom, they were protected by Allah, they were kept sinless. The rest of the creation are not. Sahaba Ikram, Allah Ta'ala protected them also, but Nabi alayhi salatu salam, through incidents in the life of Sahaba, we learn the masail, how to make tawbah, and how to repent, how to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as the Tabi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, even the awliya also, they are not protected, or they are not ma'asum. But what a big shaykh or peer the person may claim to be. How many imamas is wearing, how many cloaks, how many shawls is wearing, etc. He is not some sinless person. The Tabi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, Allah will allow him to slip also. Whether something khilaf or awla, not the ideal thing to do. Or sometimes some minor sin that will happen in his life. Why that? So that pride doesn't come in his heart, that I am such a big wali of Allah. Allah shows him, the only reason you are where you are is because of my karam, because I am kareem. I am being kind to you, I am allowing you to reach these stages. You can't do it on your own. Impossible. For insan to say, I'll fight shaitan, and then he blames shaitan for everything. He says, shaitan made me do it. Hazrat says, shaitan didn't make you do anything. He didn't put a gun to your head. He didn't give you a threat. He didn't come in the morning or the evening, wake you up and say, right, if you don't make the guna, I'm going to blow your brains. He made you sleep only. He made you lazy. He only whispered in your ear. Nothing else he can do. So you can't blame shaitan. Shaitan made me do it. It's the own nafs. The nafs amara bisu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes releases. Even a great wali of Allah. And he can slip up also. For him to understand that is not my own doing, is only and only the karam of Allah. Is only the kindness of Allah. وَلَوَلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Allah Ta'ala says, أُبْلِمْ قُرْآن شَرِيف. The Hakim Sahib Rahimullah says, say, فَضْلِ رَحْمَانِ. This is the فَضْلِ رَحْمَانِ. وَلَوَلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, if it was not for the فَضْلَ of Allah, the grace of Allah, وَرَحْمَتُهُ and the rahmat of Allah, then not a single person will be able to purify himself. Impossible without the fazl of Allah, the grace of Allah, and the rahmat of Allah. Walakin Allah yuzakki man yasha. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is the only one that purifies who He wishes to purify. No one can purify himself. Even the tawfiq, the ability, whatever amal we're doing is only by the rahmat of Allah. Hakim Sahib, you say rahmatullah alayh, that a person may feel like I'm going very high, alhamdulillah. I'm going so high, I got khilafat also, I got it in PDF, I got it printed, I got it on my phone, I got it framed, my wife has a copy on her phone also, mashallah. I got topi, hanka topi, high topi, and I got khilafat. He says, don't think now that you are very high. Allah Ta'ala wants to let you slip, a person can slip. He can't do it on his own. It's only purely by the fazal of Allah, the karam of Allah, the tawfiq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala wishes, Allah Ta'ala will grant a person. But the desire has to come from within. And it's only by the fazal of Allah we can remain like that. Sometimes we find a person who is so active in deen, then all of a sudden, his heart turned around. His heart turned around. And some people also, they say, I'm scared to become too pious in case I slip. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So what he thinks, I'm pious right now because of my own doing. So I don't get too pious. Many masturat, ladies go for Hajj and Umrah also, I don't get too heavy. Don't put parda on now in case I don't go back. Allah Ta'ala is still in your heart, do it for the sake of Allah. And ask Allah Ta'ala for tawfiq. Ya Allah, you give me the ability to continue wearing the parda also. But already now, we feel I'm doing it on my own will. It's not on your own strength. It's by the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah allowed you, Allah ta'ala put that mehman guest in the heart. Sometimes they're sitting in the bayan, the ladies, as we mentioned now, they go for some program, they go for Hajj and Umrah, then the feeling comes in the heart. But also do a parda. Also go want to go into a parda. When Allah ta'ala puts that feeling, they must grab it. Don't let it go. Now when shaitan puts the whispering, they say, shaitan made me do it. So when Allah ta'ala puts this in the heart, they say, Allah made me do it, I went into parda. They will blame shaitan, that the shaitan made me do it. Now you know, go into parda, so say, Allah Ta'ala made me do it, and do it. That one, the shaitan put the whispering, she did it, or he did it, they blame shaitan. So here Allah Ta'ala put that mehman and that guest came in the heart to do the right thing. Now why that we debating? Shaitan's whispering, we don't debate. We say, he made me do it. When it comes to Allah Ta'ala putting the feeling in the heart, then do it. Don't hesitate and ask Allah for tawfiq. And the family people also, they should make it conducive. Unfortunately now in the homes also, then you will find the little giggles and the laughs and everything. You will see how long she'll last. We'll see when she'll take it out. Now we're going out next week somewhere now. We'll see whether she's going to put it on or not. And sometimes they're feeling hot, they're not used to it, they're driving, they're sitting with the husband, they pick it up, then they say, what's the use of wearing it? When you're driving, when you're sitting in the car, not saying they must drive. Or when they're sitting in the car, they say, what's the use of taking it out now? Give her a chance at least. Give the parents a chance, you know, put the children into kurta, into topi, and then we'll hear people say, don't make them too holy now. Let them play a little bit. Why are you putting kurta on now? Hazrat says to you're making the 2-year-old little girl like a dadima now. Putting on burqa on. Say, no, make her like a sahabiya. Not like a dadima. I don't want to become like one Cinderella or one black, white or snow white. I want to become like Father Fatima and Khadija and Aisha. I want to bring her up like that. Then they say, see, you're too hard on your child now. You may be forced him to wear kurta. I never allowed him to wear this. He never allowed him to do that. That I didn't allow him. Allah Ta'ala's teachings. Yeah? I just implemented the word muhabbat and love. Not shouting, not kicking, not slapping, not swearing. This also has become very common, my dear brothers. Where the swearing has become like common language now. The amount of swearing we hear nowadays, just vulgarity. In the house also. Then the husband says, now I was angry. But nobody swears in muhabbat. Because you were angry, you mustn't swear. Hold your tongue back. You can't tell, call your wife names, or even the staff also. You can't treat people as you want to. So once somebody, when Buzuk saw Shaitan also, is it in Kitab also? Shaitan says, that was the first time I got caught. Shaitan got caught. So the Buzuk was so convincing, he met Shaitan, and he was relaxing under the tree, and taking a break. Ah, Shaitan, you relaxing? He said, Insan took over my work. Insan took over my work. So I can take a break. Say, oh Shaitan, how can I become like you? Become your murid. He got so excited. First time somebody asked me willingly to become my murid. So he told him two things. He says, miss your namaz and swear frequently, you'll become like me. Miss your salah and swear frequently, you'll become like me. So when that buzuk heard that, he said, by the qasam of Allah, I'll never miss salah and never swear. Shaitan stamped his feet and he was so upset. First time somebody caught me. So they say that these missing of salah and excessive swearing also is a sign of hypocrisy. That you may think you are a Muslim. If a real Muslim submitting to Allah, then the swear words won't come on the tongue. But he got angry. Now sometimes he's swearing his child. Sometimes he's swearing on the phone, swearing somebody. Children are listening to it also. Allah is hearing it. Allah didn't give you the tongue for them. Allah Ta'ala gave you the tongue for the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this mihman that comes in the heart, my dear brothers, to become pious. Allah Ta'ala says, I will send it to a person's heart. This is the time to grab it. Don't think twice. Sometime in a situation, put kurta on, don't put kurta on. Put it on. Sab makhluk murde hai. You say, all the makhluk is dead. They can't do anything for me. Masturat also should have this yaqeen. That all everybody is dead. Day of Qiyamah, nobody will hold my hand and say, Ben, come I take you to Jannah. It's only by the fazl of Allah. Only by the karam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this we discuss the names of Allah, so our yaqeen builds upon Allah. Our conviction builds upon Allah. So we begin to love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And now when a person loves Allah, now he's looking for one command of Allah, one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by pleasing Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, you're pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala says, very easy. فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Follow Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah, because most happy, Allah begins to love you. So when this comes in the heart that I want to please Allah, I want to love Allah, then he's looking for one sunnah. How can I adopt the sunnah? Whatever it may be. As you mentioned before, eating, sleeping. Before sleeping also, du'as to be read. Now Hazrat mentioned also, how many of us read our du'as before? What is the surahs we mentioned to read the surahs? Abu Tabarak, Waqia, Riflamim Sajda. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, Friday night. Hamim Dukhan, Hamim Sajda we have. Then Hamim Dukhan we have to read. And then our Suratul Kahf. And all these things we have to read. What about du'as before sleeping? How many a person now just sleeps with a cell phone in his hand? Whether he read his kalima before he sleeps, whether he reads his kalimas, the du'as before sleeping, Tasbih Fatimi, Ayatul Kursi, all these wazifas a person has to read before he sleeps. So this should be muzakara at home. How are we reading our du'as before we sleep? Sometimes we're teaching the children, mothers teach the children, alhamdulillah, read your surahs, read your du'as, make them read it also. But they say they're teaching the children, but is the mother reading hers? Is the father reading his? Brother says, now the wife must ask the husband, you read your du'as. Before you sleep, you read your du'as. Ask also, did you read your du'as? So at least now we prepare, we don't wake up in the morning, we know read our du'as before we slept at least. That's why we tell Sati, sometimes we find the beggars on the street. Alright? They came, we can see he's a Muslim brother, has some habits. At least we can tell him, the brother at least once in a day read your kalima. Tell him, at least once in a day brother read your kalima. You see, he's far from deen. Sometimes that in his frame of mind. But this you can tell him every time. Whether you give him or don't give him. Even kalimatun tayyiba. A good word also is sadaqah. A smile also is sadaqah. So tell him with a smile. Tell him a good word. The brother, before you sleep, at least read one time your kalima. Come read it with me. Come read kalima with me. Sometimes we go to the filling station. There the Malawi brothers are there. Sometimes ask them. Say, oh my brother, you know your kalima. You know yala ilaha. Then you see lips moving a little bit. You don't know after how long he must have read his kalima also. It is that we can do. Make him read his kalima at least. Tell him, read it every day. Shall anything happens to you, Allah Baq will give you jannat. Read your kalima today at least. So we can remind them and we can also do it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. So we read these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we fall in love with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that intense love comes in our heart that Ya Allah, we do want to break your command. And then we mentioned also that a person Allah ta'ala will give him tawfiq to obey Allah. Only by the tawfiq of Allah. To refrain from sin, to refrain from guna, only by the tawfiq of Allah. We can't do it on our own. Impossible a person to remain absolutely clean and pure is not by his own strength. It's only by the will of Allah. Then Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah would say that if a person after, and the person says also, alhamdulillah, few months I've been clean. Alhamdulillah, I didn't swear, miss namaz also, reading my Quran Sharif, didn't get upset at home, I didn't do this, whatever bad habits I had, I didn't do it, so I'm clean. But we cannot become complacent. As Hazrat says, Ghalib the poet used to say, that O insan, don't ever regard your nafs to become a farishta. Don't ever regard your nafs to become an angel. It will never become an angel, but it can act like one. It'll make you feel so pious. Make you feel so pious that even you believe your nafs also. Alhamdulillah, I reach somewhere now. I reach somewhere. I'm seeing things and I'm seeing dreams and I'm feeling different things in my heart. And people can see with the nur on my face also. People are telling me, look at the nur on your face. Subhanallah. Now in your mind you're smiling also. You can see it also. Alhamdulillah. If your wife tells you that, subhanallah, then you're very fortunate. But the nafs will never become a farishta. You can act like a farishta. Hazrat says you can act like a farishta, dormant, absolutely cold like the snake, who's all into hibernation. See, even the children now pulled it out from the hole. They're playing with the snake, it's dead. Like nothing. Then Hazrat says that you leave it in the sun. Children went to play, they forgot about it. Came midday, the heat of the sun fell onto the snake and slowly started moving. By the time the children came back, it's ready to attack. So what happened? I thought he's dead. I thought my nafs is finished now, under control. Alhamdulillah, I got it. Impossible. It's only by the fazl of Allah. When the nafs becomes from ammara bisu, commanding you with evil, person makes islah slowly, slowly. Now the nafs becomes the lawama. Nafs al lawama. Now I do wrong, it rebukes me. How you did this? How you stepped up? Your heart breaks now. Ya Allah, I'm sorry, Ya Allah, make me maaf. I miss my fajr salah, I miss takbir al-ula. You're feeling terrible. Before I'd even worry about it too. I would just say what I want to say, and I didn't feel the pain. Now I'm feeling it, Ya Allah, how I lost my head? How I said these things? Now is nafs al-lawwama. Now the nafs is rebuking you, scolding you. But why? How you hurt that person? How you broke the command of Allah? And aage chalke, as you move on, islah takes place, a person now, all the different avenues of his deen in his life, Allah Ta'ala begins to make islah of it, then he comes to nafs mutma'inna. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. What is nafs mutma'inna? Is where my nafs only feels peace in the worship of Allah. Anywhere else, Allah bidhikri la tatma'innu al-qulub. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say that the nafs only feel itminan, the dhikr of Allah. We don't even know it's itminan yet. We feel itminan now, we're holiday. But there's no itminan there. There's no itminan. It's playing from sports, we feel it's not itminan. What is true itminan when we taste it? Itminan, peace of mind, contentment of heart, Allah Ta'ala has kept it only in His worship. When the nafs becomes mutma'inna, then he's waiting to finish all his dunya things. The less I have, the better. I'm happy without it. I'm happy without it. I just want to get back to the masjid, read my Quran Sharif, take off my tasbih, make dhikrullah. And that gives me completely itminan. I don't feel like speaking also. I'm looking for the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That brings joy to me. This nafs-e mutma'inna. If I don't experience this, it shows that dunya is still thrilling me, love of dunya is still in my heart. I'm still looking now for the next destination, for the next sporting function. And this, I'm putting my children also now, I'm trying to please them with things and avenues where Allah hasn't kept it. I'm sending them for coaching and for this, and they must do that. There's no itminan in that. And we know the reality, they're playing sports, end up fighting. Where's the itminan? Sports, which is supposed to be for fun and play. Permissible, whatever sport it may be, now within the parameters of Sharia, where you don't break your legs and you don't, your tissues and ligaments don't get torn, then yes, by all means, mustahab, you can do it, it'll help you for your ibadat. But when the sport is no more play and fun, become serious, then it's haram. Now stop it. Because you know when you get serious, what happens? Language changes, the mood changes, The fight starts. Two Muslims fighting, swearing because of one ball. Inna lillahi wa inna. They're fighting. And then whole teams are fighting. And then the nafrat, then the hatred. And not only, they doesn't stop this. The entire week till next week, now we make ghibat about the whole team. All 12 players. Yeah, that one is like this. He's like that. Over one ball. Inna lillahi. Where the taqwa is gone? Where the tongue is gone to? There's no itminan. Your whole week got upset and spoiled. So Allah Ta'ala gives nafsi mutmainna only in his ibadat. And then Hazrat would mention also that if a person still making islah slipped up even after 2 years and 3 years. One we mentioned now that Allah Ta'ala allows the awliya sometime to do certain actions which outwardly seem not the ideal thing. Allah Ta'ala allows that to happen so pride doesn't come in their heart that I'm some wali of Allah. Together with that we find person may have a clean run 2 years, 3 years, and then he slips. Understand now? Then he slips. Now what I mentioned now, he might think now, because I'm a wali of Allah, Allah Ta'ala allowed me to slip. So pride doesn't come in my heart. We must gauge now really in the 2-3 years I was clean. How much effort I made towards this, how much Allah Ta'ala protected me. One is the awliya of Allah, there are signs of that. And one is a lay person like myself, 2-3 years, the person slips all of a sudden. Then Hazakim Sahib would say, understand that if you are slipped back into your guna and your sin, and you still have the sweetness is still in there, and you find some enjoyment, and you're not even parishan at that time, then he says, understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his power of pull, jazb, has not pulled you as yet. Allah Pak has not pulled you as yet. Because you might feel Allah pulled me. He would always talk about Allah Ta'ala sivati jazb, Allah Ta'ala's power of pull. Allah Ta'ala pulls you out of a life of sin. Then you'll never go back to it. So sometimes for a good long period of time, a person is still clean, he's safe, and then he slipped all of a sudden. He said, matlab ya huwa, this is the meaning that Allah Ta'ala hasn't pulled you yet. What it means? It means now you have to make a bigger, more effort. Ya Allah, please. Ya Allah, through your karam, through your fazl, through your rahmat. Ya Allah, pull me. Ya Allah, pull me. Ya Allah, pull me. He says, till maut you have to cry. Ya Allah, pull me. And as Hakim Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayhi, that possibly his entire life he couldn't get clean. But he cried. And he tried. He had his good runs. Then he stripped again. Good runs. He stripped again. But he didn't stop. That's the main thing. He did not stop. He made tawbah immediately. And he has it mentioned also. Tawbah is not just nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilayhi. Nastaghfirullah. It's really nastaghfirullah. He says tawbah is you must feel in the heart. You must feel in the heart. Ya Allah, I'm really sorry about this. And Ya Allah, I'm not going back to it. I'm closing up all the avenues. Not just I made istighfar and Allah must do it. Doesn't happen like that. He makes istighfar and he sits and he ponders that how I stepped up in my life and Ya Allah, I'm closing all the avenues, I'm not going back to it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to pull him slowly and he slips again, Allah hasn't pulled him completely. Then Hazrat will mention also he continues trying, but he might slip, but because he continued trying, then, and what was his purpose of trying? Ya Allah, I want to become your friend. I want to become your friend. And when somebody becomes your friend, you're a good person. That person now is just so well to do, he becomes your friend. What do you tell him? Bhai, I'm here for you. Any problem, just call me. That's what it means. Allah will make you his friend. You got any problem, ud'uni, call to me, I'll pull you out. How Allah will pull you out, Allah has his means. How Allah Ta'ala will save you, Allah will have his means. Allah Ta'ala will protect you. So Hazrat will say a person continues making the effort with sincerity or tawbah, istighfar, and he continues tapping the door of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He said, by the qasam of Allah, before his last breath, before he leaves this world, Allah will write in the register of awliya his name recorded there. My wali has passed away. My friend has passed away. Nobody will call him a wali of Allah. But he died as a friend of Allah. Because he was on the road. All is now we get to Allah through taqwa. Hazrat says that the very long queue there. The muttaqeen, the pious ones. Hazrat says we'll join the other queue. Which is the other queue, the crybabies. Allah will step, we'll make tawbah, we'll cry, we'll carry on again, we'll step, we'll cry again. So Allah Ta'ala says that even those are my friends. They cry with broken hearts. One of those, mashallah, that Allah Ta'ala keeps them pure and clean, they're the friends of Allah. People can see they are awliya and muttaqoon, pious people. This is gunegar, but they don't know. That he's crying also. Ghazali gives about the incident of the person we heard many a times. When he passed away. When he passed away in the neighboring village, great wali of Allah. Everybody knew him. He sees in his dream that a voice comes and tells him. Allah Ta'ala tells him in his dream that my very, very special friend has passed away in the neighboring village. Go and perform his janazah, give the ghusl, perform janazah and bury him. Ya Allah, who is he? So and so. Then he wakes up, you know that person. He was permanently addicted to alcohol, always drunk. And Allah tells him in his dream that my wali, my friend has passed away. Anyway, he goes to neighboring town, gives the ghusl. The wife left the body there. Nobody wants to come near him also. Gives the ghusl, kafan, dafan, buries the person. Then he goes to the wife and asks her, what did he do that Allah Ta'ala instructed me in my dream? She says, you know him also. Everybody knows him. He used to walk on the streets, intoxicated. He's come home after midnight. But he had two habits already. He had two habits. He would always keep an orphan in the house. Always keep an orphan in the house. He would never eat until he fed the orphan. And secondly, when he should come every night intoxicated, then he would take a cold bath and he would go to the musalla, two rakah salat al-tawbah, and he would spend the entire night crying in sajda to Allah, making one dua. Ya Allah, which corner of Jahannam have you kept for me? Which corner of Jahannam have you kept for me? On that dua, Allah Ta'ala loved him. There was no pride in him. He was a broken man. They said the person now who is an ibadat also, wali of Allah, he's going to check his heart also, takabbur and pride mustn't come. Sinful person has no pride. I am gunegar. I am a sinner. But we say it now, but you know I'm a gunegar. What it means now? That I qualify to make guna. So leave me like this. Oh, it doesn't mean now. I'm shaitan, I'm a gunegar, or I'm a mafia, or something like that. So now, leave me, I am like that now. I'm not going to change. No, it doesn't mean that. If a gunegar, change it. Make tawbah, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So to, we make muzakara of these beautiful names of Allah, to get this yaqeen in Allah, to recognize my Allah, the system of Allah, how to turn to Allah, how to cry to Allah. That one Thursday, 1 week has passed, now comes the Jumu'ah again, ya Allah, from this Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, make it better than last week. Make it better than last week, ya Allah. I don't know when my mawt will be written. Whether next year, this year, next month, next week, this week, nobody knows. In the last week, we just heard around how many babies left the world, just around here, in our area. 2-year-old baby, 3-year-old baby, twins. Allah Ta'ala grant the parents sabr jameel, make it easy for them. But Allah Ta'ala's amanat, children weren't well, Allah Ta'ala called them back. Twins were born, one couple also, one twin passed away. What the parents will go through, Allah Ta'ala knows what amanat is kept for them. Allah Ta'ala gives everybody a chance. So those babies also, as ulama say, how many breaths Allah Pak has written? We can't increase the breaths, we can't decrease the breaths. What we have to do? We have to make the best of every breath we have. Say what Allah Ta'ala wants us to say, and behave Allah Ta'ala wants us to behave. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're discussing this kitab, Ilaj al-Ghadab, the treatment for anger. So here, as it mentions, in regards to tolerance, a simple villager who had newly accepted Islam and did not know the etiquettes of the masjid began to urinate in the masjid. This is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Dehati villager, Bedouin, came in the masjid, didn't know the etiquette of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there he began to urinate, where we know now the house of Allah is for salah, for Quran, tilawat, for dhikrullah, is not now to make the place napak. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so tolerant. So upon this incident, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi quotes an English historian who has written, I have not seen anyone more tolerant, patient and enduring than the messenger of the Muslims, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Although I do not believe in him personally, Yet I am amazed at his perfect intelligence and sound planning. This approach of his saved the whole masjid from becoming impure. Because if he allowed Sahaba Ikram now to take hold of that Bedouin that was urinating, he should have ran around the masjid and made the entire place napak. He said, leave him, let him finish what he has to do. If you're going to stop him, detrimental to his health also, will embarrass him, be humiliating, and he might make more place napak. Let him finish. All we can do, keep his heart clean, take a bucket of water and clean that place. Heart is clean and we can clean the place also. But that was the intelligence, perfect intelligence of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Anyone would become mad with anger if he witnesses such disrespect to a sacred place, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, acted with such wisdom and sound planning. Actually, it was the best course of action to take at the time, meaning to let him continue relieving himself at one spot only, for had they chased him, he would in that state attempted to leave the masjid, thus polluting the entire masjid. And this is Masjid Nabawi. As we mentioned last week also, sometimes we're leaving our property, we find some local person now using our boundary wall for his job now. And what do you mean? Shout at him. Hey, what are you doing? And worse sometimes, the auntie is driving the car, she's shouting at him. Now, whatever he's doing, we can tell later on, the maid or the boy, you go clean it up now. But don't humiliate him, don't embarrass him. So keep the respect. He's a human being after all. We can't treat him like subhumans. And we say sometimes, what brains? We embrace Islam. Brains don't take you to Jannat. It's your iman, your taqwa, your tolerance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's method of correction saved much trouble, whereby only a small space in the masjid became impure and was easily washed. This incident proves that tolerance is truly a noble quality. What do you call hilm? Allah Ta'ala bless a person with hilm. When a person is tolerant, then Allah Ta'ala will grant him the love for the ummah. Allah Ta'ala will grant him the fikr and concern for the ummah. Person intolerant, example, this happened to a person, left the house, driving out of the yard, and you find somebody now urinating. If you are tolerant, then you'll make dua for that person. Ya Allah, give him hidayat. Feel pity for them. Ya Allah, they don't know what is iman, Islam, they don't know etiquette. Now in the other extreme, our love of dunya is so intense now. How they on our wall? How they on? Now, what feeling does the wall have? He's an insan, he's a human. Treat him like a human at least. Nobody, remember Hazrat says also, that we feel we are so pure and clean. Alhamdulillah, we go to the toilet, we wash, we have a bath. He says, if your mother didn't teach you, then what you should have done? Even if your mother taught you, how many a young boy also, sometime in his musty and naughtiness, he goes on corner somewhere in the garden and takes out his pants too. There too, he's watering the plants. Then you have to catch him. What are you doing? He said, no, I couldn't hold it. But I told you to go toilet. No matter how much you teach him, he still wants to do the naughty things. So imagine now, our mothers never taught us. So we make shukr to our parents. Ya Allah, we gave them the patience to get us to the toilet, to teach us how to wash, to be clean. And who taught this person? Hazrat says, when we see people like this, we should feel sympathy for them. Ya Allah, if only they had iman, if only they understood you, Ya Allah, if only they knew you, if only they knew the sunnahs of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And whose fault? My fault. My fault, I didn't make the fikr and concern and even make dua for them also. I didn't make dua for them also. But Ya Allah, give them hidayat also. That this world becomes a pure, clean place with pure, clean hearts, people of sunnats in their lives. He said, but you quickly shout at them. Quickly to pick on them. They talk bad about them. And now what even worse also, now the camera will come out. Put it on the group. Be careful of this person. Now all this, he says, where's the iman? Now he shows the love of dunya is so intense. How they on our wall. Wall doesn't have feeling. He's a human after all. He'll appreciate it. This incident proves that tolerance is a truly noble quality. Such a backward nation. Such a backward nation attained high stages by the blessed companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This in his sohbat, from where Allah Ta'ala took them, as it always quote that one poem also. He said, Jo khud be arah the, wa alam ke hadi ban gaye. That those sahaba ikram who themselves were astray completely, completely astray, in every sense of the word, whether it came to social interaction, business dealings, whether zina, incest, whether it was the rights of women also, they were treated like animals, completely. He said, "Jo khud be arahte, those Sahaba ikram or those people in Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, they were absolutely astray when they sat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They became the guides of mankind. They became the guides of mankind. Allah Ta'ala wants to turn the tables, Allah Ta'ala can turn it. But I'm sitting behind the wheel of my car with pride. Say, look at these people. In reality, look at myself. Because who blessed you what you have? It's only the karam of Allah, the fazl of Allah. In spite of all that, breaking the commands of Allah still, it's only the taqdeer of Allah, your parents' du'as, some ustaz's du'as, somebody's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's karam upon me, and nothing else. So we can't look down on any insan. Finally, Hazrat says that how Al-Akbar Ilah Abadi writes, he says, your eloquence in a poem, he says, your eloquence has turned droplets into an ocean, subhanAllah. Talks about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, your eloquence has turned droplets into an ocean. The heart has been enlightened. The eyes have been blessed with sight. We were in darkness, O Nabi of Allah, you opened the eyes of the heart. Those are not on the straight path themselves. Hazrat says in these words, جو نرتے خود راہ پر اوروں کے حادی بن گئے کیا نظر تھی جس نے مردوں کو وسیحہ کر دیا سبحان اللہ. Hazrat says, those not on the straight path themselves became guides for others. What a spiritual sight you had, O Nabi of Allah, which revived the dead also. سبحان اللہ. They revive even the dead. If only the ummah can become alive again a little bit. But we know ourselves to be so dead. The way even the people of Gaza are calling the ummah, where is the ummah? Where is the ummah? The ummah is still planning now their entertainment. And what are we going to play next? Where are we going to go next? You say, where is the ummah? The ummah is being slaughtered there. Where is the ummah? Allah Ta'ala give us hearts to understand, inshallah. If you brothers want to become bi'atik and come forward, inshallah. Read the khutbah, then say the words, repeat the words after me, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. فقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هو الله I make توبة from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires, and being unmindful of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times salah wa jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila, the chain of the chistiyah, Naqshbandiya, the Qadiriya, and the Suharwardiya. O Allah, through the barakat of all the buzruks, of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at, and as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life just before maut. Grant me tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah. Grant me maut on imani kamil and kalima shahada with afiyat, salamat and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Just send me a message. I'll send you a tweet, inshallah. What time was that? 7 o'clock. Short, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. Ana jaleesu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله Allah 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 Jalla Jalalu الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.